Chris McCarron was with me a while back, and he shared his thoughts on what that moment was like being back at Belmont Park 6 weeks after the attacks. And here's what he had to say, and then I'd love to hear your thoughts on what it was like for you. But here's what Chris had to say.
There was a lot of tension in the air, obviously. One of the most vivid recollections I have is before the races began, they had all the jockeys get dressed up in their colors that they were going to be using for the day, the owner's colors. And we paraded from the jockey's room down through the tunnel at Belmont Park and across the track onto the turf course. And we were all carrying American flags, little American flags, and we all had hats on that either said FDNY or NYPD to salute the frontline heroes of the tragedy. And as we got across onto the turf course and turned around, looked up at the grandstand, and for the whole length of the Belmont grandstand, which we all know is enormous, about every 50 yards or so, there was a soldier with a rifle, snipers, if you will. And that was a very alarming view, and I'll never forget it. It's still vivid in my mind now. And we all knew the gravity of the situation, how serious everything was, but that vivid memory will forever be etched in my mind. So that's how my day started off, and fortunately, because of the great heart that Tisnow has, he finished the day off for us really well.
Well, Jay, we've heard it several times throughout the program. I've played the call of Tisnow winning, Tom Durkin's call, Tisnow wins it for America. It is a time, it is a day that none of us will ever forget, and certainly that Breeders' Cup win by Tisnow was something that was much needed, and what an effort that was that day.
Yeah, he rose to the occasion that day.
Do you remember the day in a similar fashion that Chris does?
Yeah, I was back at the barn though most of the time. I didn't see the jockeys parade. And then I saw pictures of the troops up on the grandstand. But I didn't see a window prior to the first race.
You know, I remember there was talk that maybe the Breeders' Cup shouldn't be run after what had occurred six weeks earlier.
I thought that too at the time this occurred. I thought maybe perhaps they won't run the Breeders' Cup. It just shows the resiliency of New York. I think that they went on with the show. And it's probably something that aided in recovery.
I would say so. What was it like for you, Jay, coming there with a horse like Tisnow after what had happened 6 weeks earlier? What was the mood like? What was your mindset? Take me there with you.
Well, when he worked 2 days before we shipped to New York, he was reluctant to work. He finally decided it was time for him to work. And I didn't know how he'd react when we got to New York. And the first day for him, there was a rough day. He didn't handle the training in the morning. He just didn't want to go, and he finally got him around the track, jogged him 3 miles finally because I became upset with him. And then following that day, he settled in really nicely. He did well the rest of the week, and we got our confidence back that he'd perform well.
What about going to New York for you? What was that experience like?
I'd been back there with a horse named Flying Continental and a horse named Nostalgia Star in years past. And I always loved going to New York. I love the backside of Belmont Park. It's unlike any we have out here. I love the history of racing in New York. And I was glad to go back there again, stay in the Garden City Hotel.
Was the mood a little different this time than it had been in the past?
Well, I didn't notice it so much on the backside.
Yeah.
And I didn't really go out anywhere but the backside.
Yeah. You know, that was such a star-studded field, too. Of course, Saki and that battle down the stretch, but you had Macho Uno, you had Galileo who was in there, Aptitude, Orientate. Yeah, there were some big names in that race.
Yeah, it was one of the strongest fields from a standpoint of Grade 1 and Group 1 winners. It was a very contentious field.
Tell me about watching that stretch battle, and Saki kind of looked like he maybe had Tiznow put away, but he battled back. Tell me about that.
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't even certain he'd won the photo. And then I heard Tom Durkin say he wins it for America, and Judy McCarron was standing next to me. He won it. He won it. But I wasn't certain watching it that he got in the photo.
Yeah, was there an extra sense of pride on your part knowing that you had almost like a Ryder Cup type of feel where you had won it for the United States and for America?
Well, yes, and he'd had a tough year compared to the previous year. The previous year, his three-year-old year was a piece of cake. But he went through a lot of issues as a four-year-old. I was really proud of him for what he accomplished finally.
What was, would that be your favorite Tiznow moment, or was there another moment that stands out to you with him?
On the racetrack, that probably would have been my favorite moment. There are a lot of other favorite moments away from the racetrack. At the barn, that I'll always remember about him.
Yeah, you want to share one with me? What would be a moment at the barn that you remember with Tiznow?
There were trying times. He'd test you. He was funny. The first time I flew with him to Louisiana, to Shreveport, for the Super Derby in Bossier City, and I'd flown with Nostalgia Star and Flying Continental before, but this time his reputation had kind of preceded him, and they said, would you load him on the plane? So we started up the ramp out in Ontario to get on the plane, and he threw his head up in the air about halfway up the ramp and spotted the running lights on the plane, sucked back down the ramp, kicked out the sideboard on the left side, came down about 2 feet onto the tarmac with his left hind leg. I grabbed him, we went back up the flight, and I just sat in his flight all the way back to Shreveport thinking, God, I hope he gets off the plane sound. But he was an amazing horse. He was very smart for a horse. I mean, he had a great personality.
Yeah, he was pretty special.
Everything around him.
And you know, I talked about it at the top of the show that day in 2001, we went into the day thinking, okay, it's just a horse race. And what happened 6 weeks earlier reminded us all, it kind of put everything in perspective again. But then when he won and the fashion that he did it, and Tom Durkin summing it up with that call, Tiznow wins it for America, it just felt so much bigger in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, that was a great moment for him and for everybody in attendance, I think.
Now, talking with retired trainer Jay Robbins of Tiznow fame, of course he had so many other top horses that he trained over the years. Jay, you stepped away in 2013. Do you ever miss training? Do you ever think, boy, I'd like to get back into it?
Hey, I really don't. I miss the horses. But fortunately, we live in Carlsbad next to a lagoon, and we have a horse property right next to us. And I've already gone out this morning. We've got four horses on next door to us on about 50 acres, and I throw them carrots every morning. So I get my fill of horses still a little bit. I miss the horses. I don't really miss the industry that much in training.
Tell me about some of the other horses that stand out to you in your tremendous career.
Yeah, well, the aforementioned Flying Continental and Nostalgia Star. Flying Continental won the Struve and the Jockey Club Gold Cup. And Nostalgia Star won the Struve and got $2.5 million. I never trained many horses. I probably averaged 9 or 10 horses throughout my 44 years. But Tiznow obviously was the most accomplished horses I trained.
Yeah, he was special, and there were so many special moments, and Jay Robbins did a fantastic job guiding Tisnow through that incredible career and through that Breeders' Cup, both Breeders' Cups, 2000 and 2001. Jay, listen, it's been a delight to look back on that day with you. Really appreciate the visit, and all the best, my friend. Great to hear your voice.
Okay, thank you, Mike.